What's up, cuz? This your big favorite cousin, JoJo. I love you, buddy. I see your podcast starting up and I'm all for it. I encourage you to do what you do best, what the Most High God has instructed you to do, my brother. I love you, G. I'm going to be listening to your podcast. I'm going to definitely be supporting your podcast. And I want you to know, man, you're a king. And I know you know that already. You got my number. Spent some time with Sheila past weekend. It was great. We had a long conversation outside. I know my auntie and my uncle looking down on me reaching out to you and us getting together, man. I love you so much, cuz, and never forget. Let's blow this thing up, man.
Jesus said he came to seek and save that which was lost. Lost. We've all experienced and we experience loss. All souls are mine, saith the Lord. He came to seek and save that which was lost. For God so loved the world, the lost, that he gave as a sacrifice his son. And I speak that to say today is a heavy day, as so many. And that is not without saying that mercy and grace always our comfort. Therefore, our comforter is what guides us through these times, because it was our comforter who sacrificed his earthly body so that the lost would have hope. Early this spring, or late this spring, my wife and I, we lost our firstborn, Gregory Highsmith Jr. We lost our son to an overdose. And the shock, the tragedy, the pain, the moaning that cannot be uttered, pain, the mental anguish, the physical toll, and so many other things that it's initiated and presented into our lives today. A very dear cousin of mine, Terry, he has had a similar but different experience. And I say to him and his family, God bless you, God keep you, God comfort you. Each day I pray his grace and mercy gives you one step after another. I pray he guides you through the dark times and he refreshes you through the day. And that's for anyone out there who is facing those same presentations in their life and whatever other void or anguish that could be added. I say, I pray the comfort of the Spirit of God. I pray that mercy and grace would ever be present in your life as well. So go ahead and cry, it's okay. As I need to tell you, go ahead and scream, go ahead and shout, go ahead and be angry. Go ahead. For it is in our lives that we experience lost. Their memories are with us forever. The laughter, the fun. But after their physical being, physical manifestation has left, that is what's lost to us. But yet we must hold on to those memories, to those smiles, to those laughing times. And when it becomes hard, allow mercy and grace to impress upon you how you rejoice and you stand firm in the faith. And that your trust and your dependence is not on anything that anyone can say or do, but you rely solely on God. The lost of grief. Be encouraged.